Okay, so I gotta tell you guys about this. So at the funeral we was at, you know, a funeral. At the rosary we were at, they had the casket out and they had the lid open, you know, so the family could and friends could view him and everything. And I didn't know the person personally. It was, we were there as a choir, you know, and one of the members knew him personally. That's why we were there. But honestly, the only thing I could think about, like, is, like, I'd look at the casket, you know, I'd be like, if he pops up right now, SHIT is gonna go down. Literally. So I gotta tell you about this.
I can't plan that far ahead. Mm-mm, no way.
I have an OSU pillow pet, okay? The black horse. And
that relates to...
We were... I don't care. And so...
to anything?
We were at...
I know where you're going with
we
this story.
We were on our way to...
You put that picture on Facebook.
Is yeah, that where, the is picture that is on Facebook. There's this picture on Facebook.
Brooke's picture?
Out there, guys. Go find it, you little stalkers. And,
I told you we weren't serious, so yeah.
Feet planted in a mold made from the last night's cold, but splashes of the gold melt what is frozen.
Everybody, and welcome to another mini pop brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Michelle,
Jessica,
and today we're going to be listening to Mannequin Party's debut EP by the self-same title. It is brought to us by the Muse Box. Hannah Haynes actually sent this to us originally, but now Nadine Gillianno, I hope I'm saying that right, Nadine. If I'm not, I apologize. Is hopefully will work with us at a future date to possibly set up a visit with the duo as well. And the first drop we heard was Rebels in the Light from the EP, and we're going to let April take over, and the EP's a little bit bigger than usual.
So it is. It has, let me count,
seven
songs on it. Like, dang, that's almost a CD.
Album.
Yeah. You know, getting a couple more in there. So, Mannequin Party, or, I don't know.
Mannequin?
Or, yeah, because when I first looked at it, I read Mannequin Party, like the doll's mannequin, but that's not how you spell mannequin. And then Dad pointed out,
split
it up and says, man, I can party. So we're guessing that's how it's supposed to be.
Just say it fast, because it's all party. Grouped yeah. together.
Well, and it's all capitalized, so you can't yeah. tell if...
Yeah, so that's kind of iffy. So if we're saying your name wrong, our bad.
I think it's Manic and Party.
Manic? Ooh.
I still like Man, I Can Party, man.
Anyway, so this is a duo. It's made up of Jessica Corazza, or I think, and Patrick Morrissey. And they have been friends since high school, and they grew up in Minnesota, is where they went to school. But right now, I believe they're working out of Bronx, New York.
At least that's where the CD was made. But they're somewhere yeah. around the New York area,
Somewhere around that. Something. And personally, I really liked the album. I liked all of the songs. I think in like one song, I might have had like this little issue with a part. But other than that, I really liked them.
What song did you have an issue with?
Let me see it.
They always go to that
now,
first.
All of these were written by them. And the middle one, I'm not sure if it was written by them because it was assisted in production by a different person. So I don't know if they actually assisted in writing or if he wrote and produced it and they just sang it. So if we can get a visit together, maybe we can ask him that.
And Dad is talking about the Lonely Will Find Me. It's number 4 on the EP.
And we'll talk about that here in a little bit.
Yeah, because that's going to be the drop.
And we're going to put a middle drop in this episode.
But the one I had a problem with, the Bow Through My Heart.
Oh.
Honestly, I really like the song. I really like the meaning behind it and their concept. You know, I like their concept.
What was their concept?
Bow through my heart, like, you know, shot me dead. Like
you shot in the heart?
Like, you left me, like... When I think of this, I kind of think of the music video for Give Me Love by Ed Sheeran. That's kind of what I think. And you guys haven't seen it, but...
No, we haven't.
That's what I think, because it's a girl that turns into, like, a... Angel? I don't know, more cynic version of Cupid, more distorted version.
Okay.
And that's what I go to. But my problem was when they said bow through my heart. Guys, tell me what the bow is.
What you shoot the arrow with.
They run out of arrows. And
oh my gosh. I know. That's what the first thing I thought of, because like I'm like, if you put arrow in there, I understand you perfectly. If you put anything, you shot me through the heart, I understand you. Bow? What? Literally, like all I can think of is like someone like instead of like Katniss or something, instead of shooting it, they just like attack you with a bow because they have no clue what they're doing. I don't know what this does, but I hope I'm doing it right.
But it didn't, to me, it didn't matter because the beats, I like heavy beats, and this has definitely
percussion. I like the beats. I don't know. It's just a little quip. Because if you, I don't know. A major part of me liking a song is the lyrics, and just like, what? I was digging you until you said that. Like, it just, it don't make sense.
Lyric wise, I think a lot of what they're saying is relatable. Like,
yeah,
anybody at any point in time of their life can feel what they are feeling.
Yeah. My favorites were Rebels in the Light, which was that first drop, and the Farewell, which is going to be the last drop.
Last drop
is what you guys are going to hear.
The Rebels in the Light kind of had a steampunkish feel if you see the video. Yeah. Sometimes watching the videos on YouTube helps a little bit, but to me, the beats just it kept me going.
Mm-hmm. It's a tribal beat.
That's what it's classified as.
I kind of feel like with most of the songs on there had that tribal feel.
It says up here it's an uplifting tribal pop is what they're classified, or
and I like
self-classified,
it.
Something like that. I like it a lot too. It makes it really unique and it makes it stand out. And her voice.
How would you describe her voice?
I don't know how I would. Okay.
Familiar.
It's not soprano. It's not.
It's a soprano.
It's
a soprano.
I was familiar because it just sounds so.
She's got that high and airy voice. But okay, well,
she's got a strong enough voice that
the
drum beats don't overpower.
But what's that group we did? Something in the Ghost.
Ginger and the Ghost.
Ginger and the Ghost. Okay, I'm going to put these two beside each other because they're both high.
Real similar.
They're both high sopranos.
True.
The difference is one doesn't grate on my ears.
I like Ginger and the Ghost.
And that's, I know you do. I know. And that's this one. And that's what I'm saying. Like, there's, I don't know. As a whole, there's no bad sopranos. There's no bad altos, tenors, bass, whatever. Individually. It's
just what you like individually.
It's just, yeah, because my soprano is going to be different from Jessica's soprano. It's going to be different from a friend's soprano and so on, you know. You just got to find, because you like this one, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't even describe their voice as soprano. I would say it's more psychedelic.
Now you're going into...
And some of the songs, it does get a little bit like that, but that's because of the tribal pop feel. She gets a little bit, her voice gets staccato. Is that what it is, where it's poppy a little bit?
Yeah, kind of staccato. You emphasize it, or, you know, just put a little TikTok on there.
You just got the weirdest look, didn't you? That's what I'm thinking. I just think it's something you'd be listening to when the lights are kind of going in and out. Psychedelic.
No, that was strange.
That was. That's what I... But no, I mean, I guess it could be psychedelic, but that's not going to change her as a soprano. But yeah, and I really liked it. And the one song that... Are we going to do Lonely Will Find Me, or are we going to wait till the drop to talk about that?
We can do... I want to discuss just one thing before we do the drop. I don't know if Jessica wanted to mention something as well. She was starting to say something, then we kind of ran over a little bit.
They do that.
I had to mention that when I first listened to it, I think I just finished watching The Last Unicorn, so maybe maybe that's why it was stuck in my head. And I thought she was saying Red Bull in the light. And so I had to listen and really listen to
that. I've listened to that. Watch this video. It's like the whole Jesus thing with like the light coming out. But instead of Jesus, it's like a Red Bull.
Like, I'm thinking of the beer.
It didn't make sense.
I'm thinking about the beer, Red Bull beer.
No, it's an energy drink.
It's an energy
drink, whatever.
This is my mom, guys. Now aren't you guys...
Explains a lot.
Now you guys are a lot more understanding of me. You're like, wow, she could have been a lot worse.
Just one of the things I want to bring up, then we'll do our second drop. The very first song, and this is kind of shows that the heavy beat and drum beats can, it's infectious, it gets your body moving. To me, when I listened to the lyrics of It's In Her Eyes, it felt like it was about a woman being abused and she was hiding it. And they were saying, and it's in her eyes, you can see the pain in her eyes. So that's the only place you can see.
Well, like everybody hides behind a mask.
Right.
It's like everybody.
So it's a very serious song, but because of the beats that are in there,
it doesn't seem as serious, right? Right, yeah.
You feel like you're partying and dancing to it.
I love serious songs. So. I don't care if it has the tone of a serious song or the tone of a happy song. I love serious songs. The deeper you can make lyrics and it makes sense, not like both through my heart, and it makes sense, the more I will like the song because I like that. Like, I mean, I need some fluff every now and then, like certain songs that I'm not going to mention.
I do feel like this kind of touches at an emotional, like...
Yeah.
Right.
And being deeper, like, but it really touched me. I like it.
I like it a lot. Yeah. And I love how they put so much... They work... I like how you can tell that they're working hard on their diction, on their ending, so that you can, ending their consonants, hard consonants, so that you can understand them. Because
I think she has to because of the drum beats, though.
Yeah, the drums mixing in.
But you don't hear a lot of people doing that anymore.
And being a high soprano is going to make those a lot more legato, too, anyways. Yeah, and so I really like that, and you don't see that a lot.
We're going to take a small break and listen to, what is this middle
drop? Lonely Will Find Me.
Lonely Will Find Me. We're playing this one because it's right in the middle of the CD, and you can definitely tell it's a different feel from the rest of the CD. And then we'll visit about that and continue on with the rest of the album as well.
Where did I go wrong tonight? With you and all I wanna do is go back to the start tonight.
Back from a small break, and like I said, we just finished listening to A Drop of Lonely Will Find Me. I wanted to point this one out because, as we said before, there was one song in here that stood out from the others that you just knew wasn't their style.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if they had a hand in writing it or if somebody else wrote it and they sang it. I personally do enjoy the song.
It's definitely my favorite.
So.
There you go.
No, it really is.
It's not my favorite. I mean...
And why can't they have more than one style?
Well,
they can, but...
Yes, but looking at
the rest of the album, or EP,
yeah.
You can definitely tell it's a shift.
It doesn't fit.
And it
is very different from the rest of its tracks.
It kind of, what I saw is like you had three heavy songs.
Mm-hmm.
You had one to cleanse the palate, and three heavy songs again. Oh. With the drum beats and percussion. Because this one was much lighter. It felt more fantasy-esque.
I think that's right,
because in there, there's even a line, the fairy tale has ended.
Right.
So.
And I don't mind them doing maybe a lighter song or a slower song, to get off all the deep and heavy stuff and all that. But still make it your style, you know, even if you're going to have somebody co-write or write. I don't know if they did or not, but if you are, I personally would think, try to make it true to your style too, so that's just not coming out of left field, like, what is this? Like,
well, to me, it was refreshing to come out of left field. Because, like I said, it gave me a break from the drum beats. It gave me, and her voice was softer in this one than with the percussions, because she didn't have to overpower anything. And at times, it almost sounded like Enya, when she, how she kind of tries to blend her voice with the instruments. Mm-hmm. She was actually trying to do that, too. And then you and I were talking, April, when the chorus comes in. It reminds you from the song from...
The first thing I thought of when that... Because the... Oh, what did... I can't remember what the very beginning reminded me of. I can't remember. But when it went into the chorus, it reminded me of what the song was from Bridge to Terabithia. It's an older movie. It's kind of like the original Narnia, kind of.
Basically, they use their imagination to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's not actually Narnia, but I see it as like a Narnia's dad or something. But I don't know. And it's a good song in general, but I was like, I've kind of heard this before, and I'm not a big fan of the song in general. It's not my style, I guess. It's too nice, too sweet.
Maybe that's why I like it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's a Disney buff over
it's
here.
It's too happy. Oh, I hate that happy, man.
God.
You hate happy?
Jeez.
We're going to play this song from Bridge to Terabithia. It's called Keep Your Mind Wide Open. We're going to still talk while it's playing, but you can kind of get the feel of what it's like and how it's similar to the Men I Can Party song.
And the person that sang this, it was the girl actor, the leading female.
What am I looking for?
Girl
exactly?
Sang this.
You'll see. Close your eyes.
And this was, I liked this song when it first came out, you know, because I was still a happy person back then. I do still like this song. It's just really cheesy, I guess. Maybe that's why I don't like it so much.
And for some reason, I think it's the chorus that kind of...
Yeah, it's the
same
chorus.
Light feel as what she has for this one. And the voice is really similar, even though she's a...
She's
teenager.
Like a mezzo. Yeah. Yeah.
This was a movie based on a book as well. I can't tell you who the author is right off the top of my head.
It's a good movie.
So who is this group we're listening to?
Right here.
Kind of has the same feel of the song. Not quite the same, but it has that same feel that invokes the same feeling. It's a light, airy, fantasy-esque type feeling.
Okay.
This happens to be one of the stars of the movie. Oh.
Yeah, she's the leading.
All right. Leading lady.
Yeah, so that was that. And then the beginning of the song reminded me of something.
Was the name of the young lady singing it? She's not a young lady anymore, I'm sure. Anna Sophia Robb, and I'm sure right now she's probably a late teenager, if not even in her 20s now, because it's been a while since that movie's come out.
I think it was like 2002.
Oh, no, because I was still...
No, it had to be... Because I was in high school, so
I was still little.
Yeah, you were still little.
You are still little.
I'm not little. God.
I didn't like the movie because I liked the original, and I liked the book, so...
Okay, let's get back on track, guys.
I like this one better than Narnia. I mean, I like Narnia, but... I'm always
well, there's actually... The Bridge to Terabithia is actually a book.
Yep.
I know. Thank you. People talk to me like I'm
retarded.
There
are other people who are listening who may not know.
It's like, I know it's a book.
Like me.
But again, it's a different feel for the entire EP. But for me, it was not unwelcome. I appreciated the song. Like I said, it was kind of like a cleansing of the palate before you got back into the heavy drum beats again.
Oh, speaking of heavy drum beats... And cleansing and crap. On their song Monarch, I don't know what number is that on there?
Three.
It's number three on their EP Monarch. They have like this, like either like a percussion breakdown or they have some sort of breakdown. And I like that's like
mental?
No, God. But
well, it goes back and forth from a softer to a harder sound a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and they have like this breakdown in the song. Oh, I love breakdowns. It's just like, it sounds so cool. Percussion breakdowns is awesome. Love them. And then Farewell, which is the last one you're going to hear, kind of reminds me of like a soft dubstep. Like, it's not like the...
It's part of the song. That's not the whole song.
Yeah, though. It's not like Skrillex, like heavy dubstep, but you know, I get the dubstep feel from it, and I like dubstep. It's all right. Makes you do crazy things. It's like Molly without Molly.
Molly without Molly.
Yeah,
who's Molly? And why are we talking about Molly?
If you don't know,
look it up.
Who Molly is? You're either my mom or you're five.
Jessica, do you know who Molly is?
Yes.
Okay. Dad, thanks for throwing me under the bus.
Oh, I don't, to be honest.
Okay, yes, so thank you. So you're dead.
I'm sorry. If you're in your 40s, you're lost.
And if that's true, Jess. And if you're younger, if you're young, you're lost. Us middle group, we understand. Code word, then, I guess.
Molly.
It's like that Illuminati thing, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Only certain people will understand. That's weird. I thought everyone knew about that.
Yes.
I thought everyone knew who she was.
Okay, so I like this CD. I would actually put it on my, you guys would put it on your iPads, but I would put it on my computer.
The iPad is a computer.
Yeah.
She's talking about the PC.
Oh.
Like an actual desktop. Oh,
see how you got to specify?
Yes.
Got to specify.
This is one that I would definitely listen to over and over, and I have already. It's one of my favorite ones we've gotten so far. It's been played pretty good for me.
I like the waves.
I can listen. She likes the Hunts. She doesn't remember the Hunts. She likes the waves is what she that refers song. It to. Mom has her own code words, too, except in this case, no one knows what she's talking about. So she's basically talking to herself. At least me and Jessica have someone who's understanding each other. Mom's just in her own world. But yeah, I mean,
it's a mighty fine world. Oh, no. When I listened to them, they didn't have the names, and I think they might have been out of order. Out of order or something. Mm. So
yeah,
but I definitely liked it, and I definitely listen to it a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
would you send it to your sister?
Yes, I definitely would.
Okay, and there you go.
And my little one, he likes it too.
Well, that's one that you can move your body to. It's just it makes you want to move your body.
I love the tribal.
Yeah, and okay, and I'm going to compare cases here. This episode. Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I like reviewing the whole entire package, you know, and a case.
Boy, if you're a guy out there, be careful.
A case. A case, believe it or not.
It's a part that you make it or break it.
If you look at a case and say,
that's not visually appealing to me.
Yeah, reading a book by a cover. You know, if I don't like what that looks like, I'm not going to pick it up. So comparing cases, and I'm going to compare it to their Goodbye Motel case. I know this is coming out later, right?
Man, I Can Party will come out after Goodbye Motel.
Yeah, so this episode's coming out later than it, but you guys still know what I'm talking about. They're both kind of going for a more minimal look.
Man, I Can Party, definitely.
To their cases, yeah.
White background. Very simplistic.
Yeah.
Two pictures. With
just the two pictures. And I think Man, I Can Party did it a bit better, because if you're going to go minimal, you go minimal. And that's what they did. You either go like all minimal or don't go minimal. Because then you'll get stuck in kind of the middle of minimal. Oh my gosh. Say that like five times fast. Middle minimal.
Middle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you say that.
I can't even say that word. You know, so it's okay.
Don't get stuck in the middle of minimal.
I don't think they went minimal.
Oh, I don't know. They've got a lot of
empty space.
Yeah, free space and smaller words and.
That's the other
Goodbye Motel.
CD.
Goodbye Motel does. Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, either go minimal or don't go minimal. Go.
God. We get you. You can stop right there.
Oh, it's so hard. Percussion break. Oh, God.
Overloaded with the minimal. You got
but
it.
Yeah, and I think that their case really suits their style. And it reflects them well.
You go to their website. I think April's got them already.
Yeah, the
this.
Website
not much
is
there right now.
It's manicanparty.com.
It's minimal.
It's very.
Oh my! Yeah, literally.
There's no content really on there at the moment. The last time I looked, that was about 3 days ago. But if you go to YouTube, they have probably about four or five of their songs made with videos.
Mm-hmm.
And the videos are really nice to watch. Like I said, the Rebels in the Night has a steampunkish type feel to it, apocalyptic type feel. Like they just has some type of invasion, and everybody's in, there's all these junk piles, and they're gathering junk just to try to survive. So, and then
you're making me think of my favorite
World of War.
No,
War of the Worlds.
My favorite apocalyptic.
You got it. Oh. I wasn't even thinking about music. I was like, books.
Uh-huh. Well, no, you said junk pile, and my mind wandered to Labyrinth, so.
True. When I think junk pile, I think of the freaking junkyard.
That's pretty much it.
Like a normal person.
No.
Oh, I have this question. Food for thought right here.
If you're hungry.
What's the difference between littering and throwing something away?
The container.
I mean, technically, throwing something away, you know, it goes out to the landfill, to the junkyard. It's basically big littering.
But it goes where you want it to go. Mass, it's directed
It's
littering.
Mass littering. So what's the difference between a whole pile of it sitting in a certain area and a gum wrapper on the ground?
Because one says it's okay and one says no.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that because we was on our cafeteria separate from our... From our school, from our building, and me and my friend is walking back, and we always like chew gum afterwards. And I always have them hold on to their wet wrappers because I don't like them throwing it on the ground. We don't do it. We don't throw it on the ground. But I looked at them one day and I was like, "What is the difference?"
A flower, if it is not where it's supposed to be, is a weed.
It's still a weed if it's supposed to be where it's supposed to be.
Same thing. Trash, if it's not where it's supposed to be, is litter.
Oh no, I don't like flowers. Oh,
well. Okay, back to the CD.
Don't buy me flowers, guys.
Back to the CD.
They're too happy.
I don't think this is available to purchase anywhere. I think you would have to do it digitally.
Yeah.
So we definitely thank the Musebox again for sending us out the physical copy so we could pass it around to the hosts and do that so everybody could listen to it. And when they actually come out with the album, I would definitely urge people to pick it up. It's but cool. If you're just going to put it on your iPad or iPod.
Just go to iTunes or
go
computer.
Go to iTunes and download it for 99 cents a song. And I think it's well worth it.
I like them. Yeah, and I think pick it up. And I guess, yeah.
Just as a side note, we were talking about the middle song. It had additional production by C.J. Luz, or Luzi. It's L-U-Z-I, so C.J. Luz. So I want to give him credit for that, since we didn't know it earlier. But this is one, yes, I would recommend for anybody to download their music and listen to it and give them your support.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is their first outing this year, and with a major push by the Musebox. So hopefully this will let them carry on and do some more, because tribal pop, to be honest, I'd never heard of it before. So
I've heard of tribal. I've heard of pop.
But not together.
Yeah.
Well, it had a familiar feel, like I've heard it somewhere else before, but I can't peg my finger on it.
It's like a breath of fresh air in the
right. That's how it was
in
for
the
me.
Scene, you know.
That's why I like this one better than the one we just reviewed.
The one that we last reviewed, Goodbye Motel.
Yes, because this one has character to it.
True. And I think that pretty much does it for libraries.
Mm-hmm.
An album comes out.
Yeah, definitely an album. And I would pick it up, you know, because I think with how music is going, you know, where music is headed towards now, if it keeps on its track, I think it would be pretty popular with teens.
And April's already mentioned we are going to lead out with Farewell. Mm-hmm. We're having fun here in studio. We hope everybody out there is having fun. We'll catch you on the next side. Take it easy, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.